Blog Talk Radio.
At all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Yes, yes, yes. Wish you were here. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Promised to be a very hot day. So be careful with the smoke and fires roaming around. So be careful today. Remember that we love you. We really, really do love you. And we trust that God is blessing you immensely today. So have a great day, too. You know, have a great day wherever you are. Whatever your weather situation may be, you have a great day. We thank God today. We just thank God for being here today. Praise God. We shout of one. But we thank God today. Bless God for being here. We do have Pastor Sharon, we have Sister Diane in here too today. We thank God anyway for you being here too. Now, if you want to, you can call it 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Give us a call and give us a wonderful praise report of what God is doing or what you believe for him to do for you in the future, you know, and we want to pray with you, agree with you about it, okay? If not, just tell us what he's already done for you. Be grateful of what he's already done, okay? Amen. All right, we are praying today. pardon me. We are praying today still for some very serious things going on in some of the people that called with a prayer request. Andre Green, we prayed for him and for his eyes, and they have to be operated on, so we're praying for that in the name of Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, there's nothing too hard for you. Father, we ask in Jesus' name, touch his eyes right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Give him 20/20 vision in his sight, Father God. In Jesus' name, touch the allergies also, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you. Father, we ask you to touch Lloyd Mitchell, Father. And the doctors say he got 3 months, maybe less. But, Father, we know that the doctors don't only go but so far. So we are praying for him, Father God, if there's something he needs to do before his time. Father, we ask you to spend his time right now upon this earth in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, also that if he's not saved, Father, he will give his life to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray for his family also, God, that you touch and deliver his family right now in Jesus' name. Oh, praise God. Lord, we are praying for James Hennett. James Hennett, who had a massive stroke. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to touch James right now. Lord, wherever he is at this time, touch him. Bring deliverance to him, Lord God. Bring healing to his body right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask you also to touch Mike Rucker. Mike Rucker, who also, his kidneys shut down and he had a heart attack also with a hole in his heart. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Mike today, God. We pray that, Lord, he will have complete healing today, Father. If he's committed any sin, that they will be forgiven him right now in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. We ask you to continue, Lord, to bless the pastors and that are going through, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you to touch a Martinez, God, Martez, God. Touch Martez, Father God, who has stage 4 cancer. We ask you to touch him right now in Jesus' mighty name. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all that you're doing in his life right now, Father. Lord God, so many need you right now at this hour, Lord God. Oh, God, and we are praying for them, God. We want to pray for you, too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, we want to hear a praise report from you that God has already touched you. Yes, yes, we want to pray for you and to rejoice with you also. It's, how about that? Okay? Now, remember, Jesus loves you. We love you, too. And we are waiting for your call. Yes, we are. That God has done great and wonderful things in your life. I know he has. You know, you wouldn't be here today if he hadn't done something wonderful and awesome in your life. You ought to appreciate it. And tell us about it. Let somebody else know that God, you know, life is not hopeless, you know. Let them know that. Yes, yes, yes. All right, let me give you a little word today, just a little word. I have learned not to give up when a door closes in my life because I know that God is opening a window to new opportunities. I learned not to give up when a door closes in my life because I know that God is opening a window to new opportunities. Is God opening new opportunities in your life right now, or has the door closed in your life? Huh? If that door closed, stop trying to prop it back open. All right? God closed it for what? A reason, didn't he? Didn't he close it for a reason? Come on now, talk to me, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, you know, God is just so good. He is so good till I just can't explain just how good he is. I could just keep telling you he is so good. Good, 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 good. Yes, yes, yes. I know he is. Yes. Hallelujah. I feel like doing a James Brown. Good God. Hallelujah. You know, James Brown would go around saying, good God. Ooh, something was getting mighty good then, wasn't it? Hallelujah. But, you know, I'm just saying, some people have expressions that they use when things are just, and sometimes we would say, wow. That's all we could say is, wow. You can't express what you really is experiencing, you know, when events happen, when things are going, let's say, well. And sometimes when things are not going so well, you might say, wow, whoa, what is this, you know. Either way, you can go in there, right? But let me tell you, go somewhere, do something, huh? Express something to somebody so they'll know that your God is real. Do you see what we're talking about? You make it seem like God is not real. You go to church every week, whenever you go, and yet what the expressions they see on you? What they don't see no experience being expressed in your life, huh? Because you don't come up with, oh, God is real. Oh, he's awesome. Oh, hallelujah. You know, something to express just what is going on with you. You know, and that in itself was something that they know Jesus. I need to know him like they do. You know, give somebody something to expect, all right? Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you know, thank God today for what we have. Seemed like they kind of cut a profit from it today. Praise God. Amen. My encourager. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we must go on, bless God. We must go on. Now, let us begin today, you know. Now, I trust that you enjoyed yourself on the previous broadcast. I'm trusting that you enjoyed yourself. Well, I enjoy myself. You know, I always do. When you come down to the word, I enjoy myself. You know, sometimes I have to say, ouch. Because sometimes it hit me. You know, the word hits me sometimes. I be preaching to myself. God be dealing with me. Oh, yes, but it's still a good word. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I just enjoy the word of God. No matter who it comes from, I enjoy it long as the truth. Long as the word of the living God. Long as you got it from the King James Version. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thought I'd add that in. Praise God. All right, praise God. I'm going to read the scriptures with you, for you. Start with Daniel, the first chapter. And some of you might have heard this story of Daniel, might not have heard of Daniel. Daniel was in captivity, okay? Let's just tell you that. First long soul, he was not in the free world. Ah, my, my, my. And the Bible says, starting in the 8th verse, I'm going to start here right here in the 8th verse. But Daniel purposed in his heart, hear what he say, who did it? Who did it? Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, think about this. If I never read another verse, but just think about this in verse, though. He said, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. Can you do that today? Can you purpose in your heart that you are not going to defile yourself with the things of the world or the stuff of the world, huh? Or the things that look like it looks so good you want to try it. Can you purpose in your heart that you will not, you know, defile yourself with it? Can you say it? Now, the 9th verse says, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. So now, he might have been in captivity, bound up and everything, told what he could do and what he could not do. But he had a standard that he met. Okay? Now, let me tell you. I give you this, these two words today, complacent or committed. Which one are you? Complacent? You're going to be complacent or you're going to be committed? Now, remember now, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. So now God gave him favor with the keeper of the jail, the prison where he was. God had given him favor. And he knew he had favor with this chief eunuch, the one that was over all of them. See, he knew that God had given him that favor. The thing is, you have to be aware, even though you're in a situation you perhaps don't want to be in, you've got to be aware of the people that are around you. The scripture tells us to know them that labor among us. You know who you who's around you. Know who you're dealing with, regardless, you see, because you don't know that person could present favor to you in your situation when your situation get out of control. you see. But Daniel found out what he had. So therefore, he used that knowledge that he had to do what? Better his condition so he can serve his God. See? So God had a purpose for giving him favor. Now, listen, when you get in the fire, you get into these different situations, you're looking for God to take you out, right? Because you don't want to be in them. Well, now, Daniel wasn't really looking for God to take him out. He's looking for God to keep him in that situation that he can continue to serve him. And oftentimes we want to get out too fast, so fast that we don't finish the course that God has put us in to teach us what he wanted us to learn. So Daniel was still in the situation. He and the Hebrew boys, they were all in the same situation. But here in the scripture, the prince of the eunuchs told Daniel, I fear my lord the king. You know, in other words, I don't fear you. I fear this king because he can cut my head off. You see what I'm saying? If you come out there looking all bad, you know how you do when you start fasting. When you fast, what you do? You look bad. Your hair ain't sticking all over your head, and you just look terrible. And your face look long and everything. But the king gonna kill me if you come in there looking bad. He gonna go. You know? No. You gonna have to eat this stuff. Daniel wasn't determined. He was not going to eat it. So he said, you know God was on his side because God told him how to do it. And he made a little pact with the prince of the eunuchs. He made a little pact with it. You know, feed me. Let's try this for 10 days. Let's try this. You know, you feed me what I want to eat, pulse and stuff I eat. I don't know what a pulse consists of. It don't sound like nothing I want to eat. But anyway, he wanted that. He said, feed us this for 10 days. And listen here, I'm going to guarantee you something here. Now, you know God had to be talking, right? He was in a position to get him and the eunuch's head cut off. You see, he was in a bad way. What would you have done in that way? Could you still hold on to your integrity? Could you hold on to what you said, the vow you made to God? Would you hold on to it? Or would you bend? Would you bend? Come on, think about it now. Now, you know Daniel, we was just reading about Daniel purposing hard that he won't defile himself with the king's meat. Now, Daniel had to settle the thing, right? Here's an issue here he's facing. How many issues are you facing today? What are you facing? Okay? What are you facing? Think about the people in the Bible that face it. This is why it's written in there. When you read them, it shows you that they went through all kind of things just like you do. Now, that was a challenge for Daniel, right? Now, think about Joseph, when he was in prison. And it seemed like God just seemed to always put him in prison, don't he? He makes sure they get in prison. Joseph, he had to decide his values. He stood on the word of God. So when Potiphar's wife made that pass at him, he withstood it. He did not go for it. You know, most men would say, oh, well, I'm going to go head on, you know, and all of that. But he didn't. He ran away from it. Do you see what I'm saying? When you're facing a challenge, you got to see, are you going to purpose in your heart not to defile yourself? Or will you just join on into the party? What would you do? Now, let's think about it. Now, people making a choice. These are people having to make a choice. We're just giving you a few people that made these choices. They purpose in their heart not to defile themselves. Okay, You, I can't do it for you. Nobody else can do it for you. You got to do this for yourself, all right? The three Hebrew children, when they knew that they was getting ready to be thrown in the furnace, you know, they know that furnace was there, and they know what could happen. Pardon me. They know what could happen. But they made that statement. They say, our God is able to deliver us. And he will. But if he don't, we still ain't going to serve your God. Huh? We ain't going to bow down. We're not going to defile ourselves with you and your gods. Do you get it? We are coming into a time in our lives these days that we put to these type of tests. We're going to be put to these type of tests these days, you see? So are you going to be complacent or you going to be committed? What you going to do? You going to give in? Huh? Will you give in? Come on, talk to yourself now. Tell yourself the truth today. Are you going to give in or what you going to do? Think about it now. I know you say, not me until that time come. Mm-hmm. And when that time come, you done forgot that not me. You done went on along with the program, didn't you? Come on, think about it now. Now let's think about this. Let's think about it. Let's go on a little further line. Okay, now we know that in Daniel the third chapter, the Hebrew boys, they said that, you know, that God is able to deliver us from the burning furnace. He said he's going to deliver us out your hand. They prophesied. Now, think about it now. You standing up there looking at these flames, these people done turned it up so many degrees more than what it was normal, and you started looking at you. This is what you got to face. Now, whatever you face, now, you may not be facing a furnace, a real furnace, but you are facing the furnace of demonic activity. You are facing maybe an illness in your life or in some of your members of your family life. You are facing your children maybe on drugs and doing all kind of ungodly things. You may be facing, this could be your furnace. You see what I'm saying? So what are you going to do here with that? Can you say like the Hebrew children, huh? My God is able to deliver me out of thine hand. Huh? Can you say that? But if he don't, it's okay. We're not going to serve you and your God. We're not going that way. We're not going to defile ourselves. See, we strictly do what? Defile ourselves. We'll do it at the drop of a hat. We'll defile ourselves in order not to go through trials and tribulations that God already set them before you for you to go through them, not stay in them, but go through them. Do you hear what I'm saying? You see, our problem is we think we got to stay in them. When he tell you, you go through. Now, if you stay in them, that's because you hard-headed and you want to stay. Okay, but God make a way for you to go through that pain, go through that situation. Now, trust me, I know sometimes it lasts a long time, seems like, but I feel like you never learned the lesson in order for to make it short. You're not getting it. You're still being hard-headed. You're still doing things your way. And when you're doing things your way, you still going, it's going to take you a while to get through. Huh? Come on now, think about it. This is what happened. But, you know, you got to be determined. I will not worship you and your God. I'm not worshiping nothing but the God, the King of Israel. That's the only God I'm worshiping. Huh? And cause what? Because I'm purposing in my heart that I'm going to do the right thing. That's it. See? You're not going to jump out there and say, well, I got to have a husband, I got to have a wife, so I'm going out here and just pick up one off the corner. You see, you don't do that. You don't just go to the jailhouse and say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and pick one out. Huh? You see? And this is what some people do. Okay, because they are harder. I spoke to a pastor friend one time, and when she told me her plot and what she was going to do, I asked her, I said, are you that desperate? You can't wait for God? You see? Because you don't see no man, you don't think the man like you. You don't think the man going to want you like you are. Now, I can't help if you the size of a matchstick. I can't help if you like a Humpty Dumpty. I can't help what size you are. But there's somebody for everybody, regardless of your size, shape, color, or national origin, or whatever. There's always somebody for you that God has prepared already for you. But the fact is, you don't want to be committed and hold up a standard. See, Daniel had a standard, and he purposed in his heart to fulfill it, to keep it regardless if it cost him his life. See, you're not thinking of that today because you're in a hurry, huh? And you want everybody to speak well of you. So what do? You rush things, say, oh, yes, I have a husband. Oh, yes, I have a wife. Yeah, but what kind do you have? See? You ain't think about what you got. Then next month you want to return him. You say, I want to return him. God, can I give him back? And some people do things like that. That is not right. God ain't okay in all that silly foolishness like that. Huh? He ain't okay in all of that. You're trying to use God. Well, God gave him to me. No, you picked him out yourself. He told you to wait, and you decided you couldn't wait. So what did you get? Suppose you'd have got a portable's wife. Now, you see, portable's wife was cheating on him, trying to anyway. So, now, he ain't had no God-picked wife. You see, he had one that whatever come along that suits her fancy, she want to try it and forget you. See, so now what you going to do? Be committed, purpose in your heart right now that you want to do it the way God said. God won't fail you. Do you know that? You got to believe him. Do you believe him? He'll not fail you. He will not turn his back on you if you committed to him. He's going to be right there for you because he was there for Daniel. When you read on in this book and read about the story of Daniel, you will see that he did what? He did not fail Daniel. Is anything he was more enlightened by the fact that he kept his standards, that he held on to what he believed? You've got to hold on to what you believe and be totally committed to him. And when you get totally committed to him, what does commitment do? It grows you. You begin to grow in grace, grow in the knowledge of Christ. You be more enlightened. Did you get me? You just can't make the big commitment until you first did what? Had some small ones. Excuse me. Had some small ones. I'm growing. Now, the three Hebrew children, they said no to the king's food. And when they did that, later, they were able to say no to worshiping his idols, huh? Do you see? They no, no, no. Now, let's say it this way. This way people make a mistake. You cannot get that kind of faith suddenly. Okay? Did you hear me? You can't get it suddenly. Most of us can look back over the years and identify where we got it from, when we got it, when our lives changed, huh? Because when we got ready, when you were ready, hear what I say now, when you are ready, that's when God moves. See, a lot of times you ain't ready because your faith is not meeting them. You make choices to affect you, but when you make them choices, you haven't found out, am I ready yet for the choice I'm making? So your faith has not reached God yet. I'm just telling you the facts. These are facts of life. Before you can make a real commitment to anything, you got to do what? Overcome some things in your life. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of pointers here. All right? I hope you're listening. One, security problem. Insecure people fear taking risks, don't you? You don't want to take a risk, do you? You don't want to shake the tree. Come on, think about it now. Think about it. You are so fearful, you're in a rest, and you don't want no rock your boat. You don't want to shake nothing. You want to stay like it is, Anna. And you find out, let me tell you what you do. What sometimes we've all tried this, huh? Then we have to have a plan B. Just in case God don't come through for you. That's what you do, don't you? Think about how you make a plan B. That's what we do. Give it some thought. You are depending on who? Yourself, right? Rather than on God. Is that what you're doing? Think about it now. You're insecure. See? So that's why you have a security problem, because you are insecure. You got to have a plan B in case God don't work. You heard yourself say it. I've said it sometime in my life. I recall somewhere down the line I've said it. Huh? I got to have a plan B just in case God don't work. Huh? So what am I doing? I am not exercising faith, am I? Because I'm not trusting him. See, now when Daniel and the Hebrew boys made their word come forth like this, they ain't sit up and say, in case God don't do it, I'm going to put this into action. They say, no, I'm going through this. I'm going to be in this fire if this is necessary, what God says at this time. But I know he can do it. And if I go through it, I get burned or anything, he can bring me out and wash me up, and I won't look like no smoke or fire ever been near me. He can do whatever he want to do. And if he don't want to do that, then I'm gone. You see, that's standing on the word. That's standing on faith. You didn't have a plan B. They didn't have a plan B for the furnace. Daniel and the lion then didn't have a plan B for the lion. See? He had to go through it. He had to be secure in his faith. And this is what it takes to be committed, is you got to be sure of your faith. Who you believe in and why you believe to. Now let's go to a second one, a success problem. A success. Now, when you had some success, everybody want to guard it, don't they? I don't want nobody to mess with it. Don't mess with me. It works, so don't mess with it. And you want people to, we all want people to think well of us, don't we? Everybody do now. I know everybody do. Don't say you don't because you do. You want them to speak well, but they don't, but you want them to. So then you do what? You start living defensively. You want folks to, everything you do now, it wraps around people speaking well of you, thinking well of you. That's what it do. You want that success because you had a little bit of it, and you don't want to lose it, now do you? Think about you don't want to lose it. See, think about how committed are you. When you go here, look at Joseph, look at all these people. Joseph got locked back up in prison just a little bit deeper because the woman lied on him. Say he did when he didn't. What happened? Potiphar now mad with him. I trusted you. I trusted you with everything I have, my home, my wife, my everything I trusted you with, and this is how you going to treat me? Now, he had success, didn't he? He had success in the place where he was. Joseph did. And also, Daniel had success where he was because the eunuch thought a lot of him. He had success, but the success didn't last for so long. When you say no to something and you won't agree with them to do whatever they want you to do to defile yourself. See, the devil always got tricks up his sleeve trying to make you do what? Take down from God's word. His whole aim is to what? He's to take you down from where you are in God, and you don't play into it. Be completely committed to the word of God. This is what you have to do today. Be completely committed to the word. Not at your convenience, not what you feel, not about, I feel like, you know, this and I. Forget about your feeling because they will fool you. They'll lie to you. Your feelings will lie to you. Your emotions get in the way. To your commitment. Do you get it? Yes, it do. Yes, it do. Get in the way. See? And a lot of times we want to be satisfied. That's another of the problems also, is you want to be satisfied. You want something to satisfy you. And so if it don't satisfy you, you become anxious and angry. Hostile, bitter. You can't see for looking. You just like the lukewarm church and the Laodicean church in Revelation. When they say, I'm increased with goods. I have need of nothing. Big time, big time. So, you have need of a lot, huh? Because you're about to be taken down from where you are, your high seat that you're sitting on. Do you want that? Just to be satisfied for a few moments? You're only satisfied for a few moments because when you look around, you're right into something else again. It starts all over again because, you know, plan B didn't work. So if plan B didn't work, you had to go to C. So every time you go a little bit to the next one, C, then you go to D, that means you're going down, down, downhill. You see, you have taken down because you want to feel something. You want to feel good. You see? This is what you do. When you are not committed, you go on your emotions and your feelings. This is what you go on when you are not committed to God. And you're always seeing something that's not there. Hello, praise God. Anyhow, you'd always, that's always the case. Every time you turn around, this is where it is. So Daniel didn't have that problem, you understand. because Daniel, everything he did, he sought God because he was a man of prayer. He was a man of constant prayer, of intercessory prayer. He was always on the wall praying. Because nevertheless, he had to pray for his people too, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He had to pray for them too, that they will stand too. All the people that were in there, he had to pray for continually. And I believe he was a praying man. He prayed for them. All them that was in bondage with him, prison with him. See? You have to develop a prayer life in order to be fully committed. You need a prayer life. If you don't have one, you better get one. All right? And stop saying the 10-cent prayer. Now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. That's just a child's prayer. Huh? You got to really get down for it. You want that husband saved? You want that wife saved? You want your children saved? Grandmama, mama, or whoever. You want them to quit the drug scene? You're going to have to put up some prayer. Send up that timber. Because a committed person will do it, will be so secure in God, they believe that when they pray, that God is going to answer. Because this is what happened to Daniel in this scripture, is he, every time he prayed, that's why they want to kill him anyway, because he kept praying, and when they told him what they were going to do, he just kept on praying, and he opened up the window to make sure they heard him praying. He letting them know that I am not going to stop, because I have purposed in my heart to pray to my God continually, because I'm committed to stand fast in the liberty where I'm free. It may look like I'm bound up because I'm in your house of bondage, but I am not bound up. I am free in this place. Even though I'm enclosed in it, I am still free in Jesus. I'm free in God Almighty. And you can say that yourself right now when you get committed. You don't be complacent. Don't allow the enemy to take your joy. Don't allow them to put you under intimidation enough to the fact that you give up where you're standing in God. Don't give up your space. Stand tall in God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to his word. Don't let nothing bring you down. Nothing and nobody. Wall around you. Things are falling. People are falling. But you stay. Huh? Because you are fully committed. Huh? Sing that song by being fully committed. If you don't go no further, sing this song. But know this, that God always got somebody that's fully committed, somebody that will stand fast in him and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you ought to be one of the ones. I'm talking to you. If you think I'm talking to you, that's who I'm talking to. You need to get more committed. If you haven't been committed, this is your time now to be fully committed to God, that you won't take down when trouble comes, when sickness comes, when people desert you and you don't have a dime to your name. Glory be to God. You can still stand fast in God. Be fully committed, and then you watch him work. He may tell you to go fish, and you catch the first fish, he'll have some money in his mouth. You don't know how he's going to do it. He may multiply your cruse of oil. You don't know how he's going to do it. But all you know is you are fully committed. You have no plan B. You only have the first plan that he gave you, and you're standing on that. Here he is, Pastor Shep.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, that word of God is so rich this morning. Because it lets you realize that in order to make it in and to walk into what God has for you, you must be determined. When the word of God came about Daniel, and the book of Daniel verse 8 said, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. And it's something to think about. If for us begin with, in his mind, he had to make a decision, a choice. And when you make a choice, in other words, you say to yourself or you speak to yourself and you tell yourself, it's not about what the left or the right is doing, but I purpose in my heart, I do not want to sin against my God. When you come to that place where you will not want to sin against God because what? You recognize that God has been so good to you. You know it was God that brought you out. You know it was God that have kept you years and years. Years and years. It was God when you were sick, he touched your body. When the enemy came in, God would not allow him to take you out. And Daniel had an experience with God because he knew that his God was real. He had an experience where he had heard that and seen all around him the blessing that God has for his people. And God let him know that I'm with you, Daniel. So when Daniel was in the situation and that trial came, and that storm came, he knew the word of God because it takes the word of God. The woman of God was talking about you got to have a prayer life. You got to get into the word of God. You got to have something on the inside. So when things happen on the outside, you will be like, maybe, wow, like she said, give an expression. But then what? You go inside and then you pull the word of God for that situation. Why? Because the word of God is what's going to stabilize you. The word of God is what's going to keep you balanced today. You cannot keep balanced by yourself, by your emotion, but it takes the word of God. What can we then say? God be for us, who can be against us? The word of God will come forth and let you know he promised never to leave you nor forsake you. The word of God will let you know that God say, I am that I am. The word of God will come and let you know I am Jehovah God. I am victory. I am your God. I am your peace. I am whatever you need him to be. And sometime when you may go through things that come, that unexpected storm that comes in your life, you may sway like the tree to the left and to the right, but you know what? Your root will not be pulled off the ground. Why? Because you are in the word of God. The word of God is there. And the thing about it is he had to know for himself. He had to know for himself. And it brings me forth to that scripture. Who or what shall separate you from the love of God? Will distress, persecution, what may come your way? What happens in your life that's going to cause you to give up and throw in the towel? Are you going to stand? You better get it for yourself. If the husband walk away tomorrow, what will you do? You're going to throw Jesus up in the air and say, forget it? No, because you know he got the power over that hell and the grave. You know that he is your sword. He can replace another one. He's the one that can replenish you. He's the one that can multiply. He's the one that can touch the hearts of men. And the thing about it is God gave Daniel favor. You know if you stand on the word of God, there's favor. There is favor there just for you. And defile means to make foul, dirty, unclean, polluted, tainted, and debased. To desecrate the body, desecrate the things of God. And there's so many things right now going on in this world to desecrate what God's word has spoken. They're saying, okay, if it feels good, it's right, but it's against the word of God. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah, it was a place where the sin come up before God, and it was what? It stink in his nostril. Are you going to go on what side are you going to go on? Are you going to go on the left side or the right side? Or are you going to stand on the word of God? What? The word of God is true. His word does not like sin. Sin is stink to him. So when you think you're getting away with stuff, you're really not. You're just fooling yourself today. Daniel had purpose in his heart. He was not going to what? Keep him. He was keeping himself holy. He was keeping himself clean. Why? Because when he needs God, he can call upon him. I'll call upon him and he'll answer me. He didn't have to say, God, forgive me for all my sins right quick. Because what? Danger ahead. But he kept a repenting heart. He kept himself pure before God. He kept his relationship with God right there. Just like Adam and Eve in the garden. When they were were in the garden. Why? There was communication. He was having one-on-one with God until sin comes in to bring forth the separation. So what will separate you from the love of Christ today? Will you not having a job separate you? Are you lose your children, you'll separate you? Regardless of what happened, he is still God. No matter what's going on in your life, he is still God. What you going to do? What you going to do when things come your way? Will you stand on the word of God? And I heard a beautiful jewel. It doesn't happen overnight. People say, well, I'll stand. And it's true. You don't know what you'll do until you're walking into that situation. You can decree the word of God. You can say it. You can be very eloquent in your word. But then I tell you, when you have to walk through that storm, then you'll find out where you're actually at. You'll find out, do I really believe the word of God? Is the word of God coming alive in me? It doesn't tell you, he did not tell you in the word, in his word, that you will not have pain or suffering. You will not cry. He told you these things will happen to you. But then when the word comes, and in the midnight hour is when he comes in and he'll encourage your heart. When you may be crying to yourself and say, God, this is so much. I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know what to do. But he'll let you know I'm right there. I'll be whatever you need me to be. He's wiping away every single tear that you may shed. He knows what you're going through, every pain, every disappointment, everything. He knows all about it. And you know what? He's not that deaf in not hearing you. He sees all things and he knows all things. But you got to go through the process. Why? Because he's making you stronger. Why? Because you have to walk into purpose. How can you walk into purpose unless you go through the fire, you go through the storm, you go through the up, and you go through the down? When you go through things, what happens to you? It toughens you. You don't become like a little baby. Every little thing makes you cry. When, when. I tell you, these babies are born, and they fall on the ground. They don't cry that much easy. But, you know, they're a little tougher. God wants to toughen us. Why? Toughen us in what? Standing on his word and know that he's right there with you today. Daniel was in a predicament, but you know what? He may have gone through and said in his quiet time and said, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. There's time in your life you cannot speak any other word but say, mercy, Lord. I need mercy. But he understands the Lord, have mercy. He understands that groaning. He understands that sigh, because everything has words in his ear. But you know what? Today, take everything to the Lord in prayer. Know that God is with you. Don't allow situation. Don't allow you make the choice. Just like in the book of Joshua, when they had to make a choice, they choose to say, we will serve the Lord. We will put away our other God. We will serve the true and living God. You still got to make a choice. Husband, you got to make a choice. If your wife don't want to serve God, you serve God. Children, you got to make a choice. If you think your friends really care, if you really care about your friend, you serve God. And maybe with your life and you being an example, you can pull them in. You have to make the choice. You can't, no one can make the choice for you. You got to make the choice. Just like ladies, you got to make the choice. No matter what happened, you're going to still serve the Lord. Why? Because you're walking to your purpose. You're walking. Why? Because you don't want in the end that he said, depart from me. I know you not, you workers of iniquity. You did not do what I call you to do. You did not make the mark. You did not win souls for me. You have to make the choice regardless of what happened in your life. And I tell you, it's good to know that God is on your side. It's good to know that no matter what happened in your life, you can say, I know he's able. If he doesn't do it, I know he's still God. If he do it, he's still God Almighty. And that's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to come to that place when they were in the fiery furnace. And they said, you know what? God is able to deliver us. God is able to bring me out. God is able to turn things around. But you know what? If I got to die today, I still know he is God. I have done what I have not what? Defiled myself. I have not what? Compromised my position in Christ. But I'm standing on the word of God. And when you know you're not compromising, whether or not it may cost you your life, then you can say, God, I know you are able. I know you can do it. Whatever which way you want to do it, you are still God. And I'll bless you and I'll praise you. And I tell you, when I saw that great faith, when people lose their children and they come to that place that God is still God and that God is, he's in your hand, they're in your hand. If you choose to bring them back, it is your, Father God, is in your hand. I still know that you are God. I may be going through the pain, but I still know you are God. So today, arise and shine. Shake yourself up. Make the choice. No matter what may come your way, you'll still serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Know that the word of God comes to direct you and let you know pain is a part of life. Suffering is a part of life. But you know what makes it easier? Jesus. So call upon him today. Be blessed. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that is an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. Are you committed today? Are you committed today to your belief in God, knowing that he said, I am that I am? Are you committed today to your belief? Know that we serve an awesome God and nothing is too hard today. Know that you can walk through whatever it is. Whether it may be your family turned against you, you lost your job, whatever it is, know that you can call upon God today and stand and do not compromise the word of God. Listen, in this day and time, pray. Pray like never before and be committed to God. Every Wednesday and Thursday we have Blog Talk Radio with our very own Apostle Porter. Tune in, tune in, tune in. I tell you, if you missed the broadcast today, go on your computer. You all have smartphones. Go on the phones and go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Don't just keep it to yourself, but share it with someone else. You'll never know who you're going to bless with that word. I tell you, it's an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter. If you will continue to hear this broadcast and the woman of God has blessed you in any way with her words that come forward or know that she was praying for you, you can send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. You can say, woman of God, I am sending this money to put towards your radio station. I tell you, no donation is too small or too great. So you know what? Today, trust in God. Do not stand down, but stand on the word of God today and know that he is awesome. Know that today that you are more than a conqueror. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Witted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we allow the enemy to steal from us. Let that enemy know that we are more than conquerors and we do have that power. He have no power over you today. So you know what? Trust in God today. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. when I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yeah.